Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight, we are going to be starting a whole new step for a whole new month, which is trust. It's a big one, one of my favorites. And also, happy 4th of July, everyone. Hopefully, you all have fun plans for family and food and laughing and connecting. The best thing about this holiday, and then the fun and the fireworks is good too. And on the call, I have the beautiful Terry Sayer. How are you doing today, Terry?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. We had a wonderful day yesterday. My Kiwanis Club does our community fireworks show, and it's an all-day effort. So by the time I got home around 10:30 last night, I slept well, but it's those things that you can acknowledge yourself for, because it's a community service, it's a collaborative effort, and it's a lot of fun to work with family and friends as we provide this opportunity for our community to celebrate our country, because it seems that this is a time when patriotism seems to be waning. People are arguing with each other. There's all this bickering going on about social issues, and it's a nice time to have the community come together and absolutely celebrate the freedom that we enjoy in this country. And I know people that have left this country and come back and kissed the ground when they came back, because this is the greatest country in the world. And to be able to have the freedoms that we have, and to be able to collaborate and to work together and to have our opinions and learn to see each other as innocent human beings living our lives the best we can. And that's what I love about Fearless Living, is that it teaches us to trust our nature and to live in our truth and to stand for what we believe in. And this week, there was a gentleman that just passed away that was a Holocaust survivor who spent his life trying to bring peace to the world. And one of the things that he said, that anyone that stands by and allows others to step on their freedom and to step on their rights and their opinions is the one that the person allowing that is also destroying freedom. So we need to speak up. We need to choose the right for the right reasons, and be able to accept others for their truth and trust that we all have the same goals, and that's to love one another. And so that, I'm just, you know, expounding on my thoughts around freedom and the freedom that we enjoy here in the United States, that I don't want to see destroyed or taken away or lessened, or patriotism and pride in our nation diminished because of people's inability to accept others' opinions and trust that we all are humans with the purpose of supporting one another. So that's my little tirade for today.
Well, thank you for your little tirade. No, I think that it's important to share the things that we're passionate about, and to share our voice and to stand up and have those moments where we share what it is that we believe. And I think that is becoming more and more unpopular in the world today, to share your opinion and not have the backlash of people who, you know, don't agree with you. Which I just think is really funny, because they definitely want their opinion, but they don't seem to be very willing to have you have yours. So you go on ahead and share it. We are talking about trust today, though, and just an introduction to what trust means to us and how we always start with ourselves and how we trust ourselves and then how we trust others. And this has been a struggle for me in my life because it's my essential nature, and we've talked a little bit about essential natures throughout the time together. But it's my least evolved quality, I guess, towards myself. And so it's been something that I've really worked on and become more aware of what trust means. When it comes to trusting myself, I tended to be the type of person that gave away my power to everyone else. I let everyone else make the decisions for me and decide who I was and what I did and what I liked. And then I slowly took back my power and my voice and my opinion, and was able to share those things with others, was able to start to shine my light and show myself as an individual. And for the most part, I think I've had pretty positive feedback from that, from at least the important people. And I continue to do that every day. I continue to take steps to trust myself more. And I think it comes down, the thing that I struggle with still is big decisions, being able to make those on my own. And like, I can dress myself, I can you know, go out and buy a dress or something like that without, you know, 10 people's opinions anymore. I can pick a fingernail polish color, or, you know, just, I can definitely do the small things, what I want to eat at a restaurant or something like that. But sometimes when it comes to those big decisions, I still reach out for support. And I think in some ways that's still okay. You have your voices of experience. You have your people on your fear buster team that are there for you when you're in situations where you don't feel like enough information to make the best decision. But then once the decision's made, trusting that you did your best to make that decision, and whatever happens, happens. And it doesn't mean, if there's a negative outflow from the decision, it doesn't mean that you made the right decision. Or it doesn't mean you made the wrong decision. It just means that that was going to happen regardless, or something to that effect. So that's kind of where I am now, dealing with trusting myself. And I feel that it's definitely a process of acknowledging all the little times that I do trust myself that helps me and prepares me for those times where it's a little bit more challenging to go on just on me. And what has been your experience with trust, Terry?
Well, I was just going to ask you a question that when I'm listening to you, I'm just curious that if you think trust is the same as making decisions without support.
Not necessarily. But I had gotten to the point where I gave away my power on everything. So there's still some times where when I'm getting dressed for a date, I'll ask my husband's opinion on what he wants me to wear. That doesn't mean that I'm giving my power away. I'm just giving him the opportunity to make a suggestion. And I still go forward with what I want and what makes me feel comfortable. But to only depend on other people's opinions of what I should wear or what I should do or how I should think, that's definitely not me trusting myself. So I think
Well, I was just wondering if asking for support is giving away your voice.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's a reason why we have wise counsels on our Fearbuster teams and voices of experience, and even our cheerleaders, I think, can be supportive in making, you know, big decisions or things like that. But are you making your decision based on what that other person wants and what other person thinks? Or are you taking that information and mingling it in with what you already know and what you already feel is true, and then going forward and making the best decision for you with all the information that you have? I think that that's definitely, there's definitely a difference between that. Because
yeah,
I definitely listen to advice. I definitely listen to opinion. I do a lot of research before I make big decisions, so that I feel like I have the information that I need to make a decision. And if it's
because
a decision
in
that...
In the world of fearless living, trust is your essential nature, which means it's the key to your will of freedom. And
right.
So when our mentor and our the creator of our program talks about no one can be fearless alone, then no one can really be free alone either.
Right.
You know, my essential nature is compassion for myself first and then compassion for others. And I have a team of people that assist me in that, and I can ask for support. And that asking for that support sometimes is paramount to me being able to really connect to that compassion. And so we also talk a lot about Carol Tuttle and our natures, mine being different than yours. And so it's just helpful to be able to clarify and understand each of us being human and doing the best that we can, how we might do things differently. But it all comes down to processing that information, trusting our own decision-making, and then also accessing our essential nature so that we can be on our wheel of freedom rather than our wheel of fear, which is something that we've talked about before in our program. And if you've read Rhonda Britton's book, Fearless Living, you've had a chance to engage in identifying your will of freedom and your will of fear. So I just think that being your essential nature, that you have a lot of experience in accessing that capacity and asking for support being a way to strengthen your decision-making.
I think also when I've made a decision, sometimes I'll go to someone that I trust to kind of help me maybe feel better about the decision. And I don't think that's necessarily me giving away my control, but it's definitely a way that I can support myself in feeling better about the decision I've already made. Now, if that person doesn't agree with the decision, then that they obviously weren't the right person to go to in that instance. But yeah, I think that, I mean, we definitely have to use our support team. We definitely, you know, our support teams are so important. A lot of people have been calling it your tribe lately. Even Rhonda's been using that term lately. And, you know, knowing who those people are, but also knowing the areas in which they, you know, are supportive and the areas which they may not be as supportive, because not everybody is going to, not one person's going to be the go-to person in every area of your life, because they have their own situations, their own triggers. And so somebody might be great to go to for relationship advice, but not great to go to for financial advice. And so it's knowing your team. It's knowing who you have on your team and who to go to for the specific advice that you want and that you need. And it's weighing that out with what you already have established in your understanding of the decision. Because even if you're explaining a situation to someone, they aren't going to understand it the same way you are. So, you know, getting the advice or the counsel that you're wanting, but still trusting you and what you know and what you believe would be the best way to go forward. And I think that's been a huge thing for me. One big decision that I recently made was moving from Tulare to Fresno. And people who were on my FearBuster team, or they still are on my FearBuster team, were not excited about that. But because I trusted myself and my decision that they was the best thing for my family at that time, I still went through with it. But I didn't necessarily let any kind of discouragement get on my nerves because I understood why people weren't happy about me leaving, right? So in the past, though, I may not have gone. In the past, I may not have, I might have, you know, put more weight in somebody else's opinion and somebody else's fears or triggers than my own belief that it was the best thing to do. So that's the difference between how I would have handled it in the past and how I handled it now.
Well, and as being, you know, being your mom and watching you as you've grown and gone through this process, I believe I've said this before on our show that you've, to me, you've made quantum leaps in your ability to trust yourself. What I've noticed is your willingness to take action and not mm-hmm. just give lip service to your goals and your dreams, but to actually follow through and to really be assertive and to take on things outside of your comfort zone, to take steps that are beyond your comfort zone and to take risks mm-hmm. and to write and to do a blog and to, you know, just so many things that to me show you trusting yourself and trusting your instincts that you know your passion is to be a coach and that mm-hmm. even though you're committed completely to your family, you have a young family, you are finding a way to work around being a good mom as well as propelling your business forward and reaching out to people and assisting and serving and doing what you feel you're called to do as well in terms of humanity. And so mm-hmm. for me, it's been delightful to watch that. it's almost like a butterfly, you know, emerging from its chrysalis and seeing that kind of, you know, spreading of the wings and flying and the beauty that comes from trusting yourself. And it's not just me. I mean, our whole community has recognized that. Our coaching community has recognized that. Our family has recognized that. And you have a new position in the family hierarchy. And that, I believe, is because you've learned to trust yourself and mm-hmm. recognize that others were not trying to hold you back, but were just reacting to your, you know, your actions and your message that was coming from you as you didn't trust yourself. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of like what comes first, the chicken or the egg, you know. You've really mm-hmm. hatched, and that's your symbol and for your business. And I think you're an example of what you talk about and what you share with others and that you have hatched because you've done the work inside. You've learned to trust yourself. And not that you are perfect at that yet because this is a journey and a metamorphosis, and the more you practice trusting yourself, the more you'll be able to take risks. And when things don't work out, it won't destroy your capacity to continue moving forward and trusting yourself. I think that's a lot of times it's what we do when things don't work out that really shows that we trust ourselves and move forward mm-hmm. anyway, in spite of the challenges, in spite of the roadblocks, in spite of the opportunities that seem way out of our comfort zone, and yet we still move forward. And that's trusting the process, trusting the principles of the 12 principles of fearless living, and trusting our own soul to guide us in the way that that you know we were intended to be while we're here on the earth. So I, as your mom, I've watched that process, and I've just marveled at how quickly you have really taken all of those years of perhaps not, you know, you say not trusting yourself, but perhaps maybe at the time you were just starting to take those baby steps, those little tiny baby mm-hmm. steps until you were ready. The circumstances were right and the challenges were enough that you could take those big risks and step out. And now it seems like you're continually doing that and moving forward mm-hmm. you know, working through the challenges. So that's my generation. That's my generation speaking as a proud mom.
Well, thank you. Yes, I definitely feel like, I mean, I've been involved with Fearless Living for about 10 years now. And, excuse me. And I feel like when I first found out that trusting was my essential nature, I really just had no idea. I couldn't even describe to you what a person would look like if they trusted themselves, or what my life would look like or be different if I trusted myself. It really was just a concept that I couldn't wrap my head around. And I felt like not until maybe just a couple years ago I was able to really put a definition that was reasonable to the word or the description of someone who trusted themselves. Because before that, the person looked more like a superhero and had superhero abilities. It wasn't something that a normal human could attain. And now I feel like I really have a definition that I can live on a regular basis. And going through, because I keep everything, Fearless Living, going through, you know, past workshop binders and all of that kind of stuff. When I did Pathways to Change in 2006, I had a definition of trusting. And it's very similar to the definition I have now. But somehow through the years since then, I had lost it. And it took me until probably a couple of years ago to get it back. And then looking at some of the worksheets on trusting, you know, depending on how you trust yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 to how you trust someone else on a scale from 1 to 10. And my numbers have gone up on my self side, and some have gone down on the other side, the others, trusting other side. So it's kind of, you know, between 2006 and this year when I did the workshop again. So it's kind of interesting to see how I've slowly taken that power back, but not just baby steps like you were saying, but acknowledging those baby steps, acknowledging that difference in myself, acknowledging the fact that I have been trusting myself probably longer than I've been giving myself credit for it. And then now just dealing with the detaching from the outcome, I think, is really where I am now. And we'll talk about, I think it's next week where we talk about where we decrease our need for control of things, and I think that's detaching from the outcome, definitely. And you know, and then getting to the place where all is well, because we trust that regardless of what is coming at us, we'll be able to handle it, or we'll be able to get through it with our tribe, or you know, with our own personal strength that we've gained, you know, a mixture of the both, or whatever it might be that we'll get through, and all will be well.
I think it also goes back to the step of surrendering. And mm-hmm. when you can surrender to your higher power, surrender to what your faith, whatever it is, you can surrender and just know that you only have control over yourself and how you react and what you do and say. And mm-hmm. the rest is, you know, completely out of your hands. So trusting in that process and trusting in your higher power, trusting in I trust my Heavenly Father, my Savior, that whatever I learn in this lifetime, I will take with me into the next lifetime. And that mm-hmm. I trust that process, which I call the plan of salvation, I trust that and know that my responsibility to my Father in Heaven is to love love humanity and to serve mm-hmm. humanity and to trust that is the is my passion and my purpose. So mm-hmm. I think
and to also love yourself
to that, yeah And I think so surrendering sometimes really helps with trusting because...
Well, yeah, it leads up to, I mean, it's one of the steps that we take before we get to trust. And so I think it definitely is important that it comes first in the lineup. But I think also as once we know the tools, and we've talked about this before, once we know the tools, we can use the tools however we need them. And I think that surrender is definitely a part of trust. And I think that, you know, compassion is part of trust and possibilities is part of trust. I mean, I think you can use, you know, several of the tools, you know, when you're trying to practice trusting yourself or trusting others more, depending on which one is a challenge for you. And
yeah.
And I think acknowledging when you are trusting yourself or when you are trusting others is so key, because I think that especially when they're small steps, it's easy to, you know, just push it off and not acknowledge it. But I think acknowledging all those little times that you trusted yourself definitely makes it easier to trust yourself on the, you know, more medium-sized situations or bigger situations. And so it's important to acknowledge or to celebrate. That's a word that I've been hearing a lot lately, to celebrate when you do those things that you're practicing, when you see yourself accomplishing those things that you're practicing and working towards to get better at.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is our second time through the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to imagine just using one of them, you know, because
yeah.
they work together simultaneously. And mm-hmm. it's just really helpful once you can recognize how that process supports your growth and your capacity to handle any kind of a, you know, challenge that comes along.
Mm-hmm. We have less than a minute. So if you have any last thing that you'd like to share about trust and your excitement for this month, go for it.
Well, I'd just like to, again, wish everyone a happy holiday, happy 4th of July if you're live in the United States and this is your country that you're proud of and you appreciate and have gratitude in your heart for the freedom and the capacity we have to be fearless and to live fearless living principles. I'm certainly grateful for that and have gratitude all year around for the freedom that we enjoy. So I just want to wish everyone a life of freedom, and these tools will help you in doing that and to overcome your fears. So that's my little last moment thought for today.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for all of our listeners to continue coming out and listening to us each week. We really appreciate it. And this month we have at least one guest coach coming on. And I think it's not this coming Monday, but the next, but I could be wrong. I'm so sorry. But we have Daniel Fung is going to be coming on our show again this month. And we also have our coaching retreat this month. So, you know, we're going to have lots of exciting things to share with you around the end of the month when we are at our coaching retreat and when we get home. We'll actually probably do at least one show from the retreat. So that'll be really exciting. So we thank you, everyone. We wish you a safe and happy holiday. And as always, be fearless.
Bye.
Bye.